So, let's turn to some examples of conversation hypnosis in action. In our first example, we'll use conversation hypnosis to help two employees overcome a dispute. Remember that whenever there is trouble between two people, you have to manage their emotions and their egos in a very delicate way. Sure, you could threaten them or bulldoze them into being quiet for a while. But you know, that would just create resentment, fear, maybe even anger towards you. The elegant solution is to inspire them to resolve the conflict by themselves. So, here's an example of what you might say. Come in, George. Have a seat. Well, I know that you and Joe have been arguing a long time now, and I know you really don't like him. And he certainly doesn't like you. And I understand that you like it here, except that you're constantly running into Joe, and it's not right that you shouldn't feel good every time you do that. Now, I know that you've been doing some exceptional work. You know, you're very good at what you do, and you're in a line for a good promotion. And we both know what is expected of you before you can get that promotion. But that's not important now. What is really important is that you get back to enjoying your work here with us. You know that you see things one way, and Joe sees things another way. And what is more important than who is right is where we are left in terms of working environment. Everyone wants to work in an office where people simply get along. And you're smart enough to realize that Joe is just snapping at you from some wounded pride, rather. He's like a dog that's been bitten once too often. And I understand that you actually like training dogs. I wonder how you deal with a defensive dog. In any event, you're smart enough to realize that you have time to sort this out on your own. I'm not going to preach at you, because when you think about it, you already know what to do, don't you?